Hello and welcome to Fan Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. I will be predicting the rest of the winners for the conferences and the NCAA men's basketball to tell you who I think could make March Madness with an auto bid into the tourney with their conference wins. We still have a ton of tournaments to wrap up for champions, but we already have some teams that have already made it, like Hartford, who won today. They won big. Then also Liberty won the A-Sun. Winthrop won the Big South. Drexel won the CAA. Cleveland State won the Horizon League. Loyola Chicago won Missouri Valley. Mount St. Mary's won Northeast. Morehead State won Ohio Valley. UNC Greensboro won Southern. Oral Roberts won Summit League, App State won the Sun Belt, and Gonzaga won the West Coast. Those teams so far have clinched an automatic bid into the March Madness bracket, but we still have a lot to go, so I will be predicting who wins that in this episode. I also have an episode on three teams you might want to pick that are not big name teams, but you may want to consider picking them in your March Madness bracket. That is the episode before this, so make sure to go check that out. Also, my article for predicting the players where they land in NFL free agency will be coming out soon. So check out finsportsfin.com, and we will be right back after a quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. Hello, and welcome back to Fin Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and we are going to predict the winners of each of the conferences that are yet to play their conference championship game, starting off with the AAC, the American Athletic Conference, and they are right now in the semifinals with Cincinnati taking on Wichita State. This one, you're going to keep hearing me say this for the next minute, as I explained the semis and finals. Wichita State is going to win this no matter what. I love this team a lot. They are really exciting to watch. They have amazing players with Tyson Etienne and Odese. I don't know how to say his first name, or I don't know what his first name is. But both players, exciting players to watch. Both players are clutch players, defense players too, offense. Wichita State this season has a chance. They really have a chance at making a run into this tournament. I expect Wichita State to pull this out against Cincinnati. Memphis, I have upsetting Houston. Houston is a top-ranked team, but guess what? I don't really care. Memphis has basically an amazing starting lineup. I expect a lot out of Memphis. Some of their players are amazing. And that leads us to Wichita State versus Memphis. Like I'm saying, Wichita State, they win it no matter what. Just Tyson Etienne is so clutch for this team. And Wichita State is the winner here for the AAC. Our next one is going to be the Atlantic 10 bracket. This one leads us to two teams, VCU and St. Bonaventures. I like VCU. They have been ranked a ton this year in the March Madness, then suffer a loss, come back, win. And VCU really has been a good team in the Atlantic 10. St. Bonaventures, but I like VCU. Close game here at 1 o'clock on CBS Sports. It's already happening now. I don't know what the score is, though, but I like VCU winning this game against St. Bonaventures. Next one is the ACC. It's Georgia Tech taking on Florida State. Florida State just seems more reasonable for me to pick. I think Scotty Barnes and all these players on this team, they are going to win here. And I think Florida State, they're better here compared to Georgia Tech, and I got Florida State winning it all. Big 12, Oklahoma State versus Texas. All you have to say is which team has Cade Cunningham. That's really all, and that's Oklahoma State. They also have Avery Anderson, another star player on the Cowboys. Both players really good. Both are questionable defense players, but three in the paint, clutch players, Cade Cunningham, Avery Anderson, both players that are really good. In the Big East, we have Georgetown taking on Creighton. Here I like Georgetown as an upset. It might sound a little bit crazy compared to a team that is ranked number in the top 15 in the country. But Georgetown, I feel like they're going to have an edge up with being the lesser ranked team just because they're going to have this mindset of we're going to shock the world. And they're probably going to shock a ton of people with a win against Creighton. Next is the Big Sky Conference. The Big Sky has Eastern Washington and Montana State. Both teams coming in, Montana State had an 80-77 victory, and Eastern Washington crushed Montana 78-50. So that shows you how good they are. Also, Montana State had a 71-63 victory. Eastern Washington had a 66-60 victory. And just those numbers show you Eastern Washington is winning by big. And I think Eastern Washington is going to win. This is going to be a close game. Montana State beat the number one team in the conference against Southern Utah. But Eastern Washington, I got them all the way. Next one is the Big South, but that's Winthrop. Then it's followed by the Big Ten, who has Illinois taking on. They got Illinois taking on Iowa. Luca Garza versus AO. I don't know how to say his last name, but a really good team. I just don't think Iowa has enough players to pull off a victory. It's just Luca Garza. And Illinois has great three really good players compared to Iowa. I like Iowa winning against Illinois beating Iowa. Then Michigan, Ohio State. Michigan's going to win it. This Ohio State team, I just don't think they have it to beat the Michigan Wolverines. That brings Michigan versus Illinois. And Michigan here, great team. They have Franz Wagner and Isaiah Livers, but just against an Illinois team that just fights until the end. Even if they're losing, they fight until the end. There's nothing else but winning for the Illinois fighting Illy. So I think here we got to see Illinois win the Big Ten. Next, we got the Big West. Here in the Big West, there is UCSB taking on UC Irving. I like UC Irving winning it here. UCSB had a big win earlier, a 71-55 win, but UC Irving, they always somehow get into the tournament. It's just UC Irving. They always find a way to get into the tournament. They are going to win here at 8:30. And then we go to our next conference, which is Conference USA. North Texas takes on Western Kentucky. Western Kentucky, I believe, will win this. I'm not too familiar with this conference, but Western Kentucky, they're number one in this conference, and I expect number one to get a win here. Next, we have the MAC conference, but this one is not showing me the bracket, so we are not going to be doing that one. Then another MAC conference. The other one is the MAAC. Then this is the MAC conference. See if I can. This one is not pulling up right now, so we're going to go over to the Mountain West bracket. This one has San Diego State taking on Utah State. This one, I like. Ooh, this one's kind of tough, to be honest. The reason why it's tough is because Utah State has been playing really, really good. But on the other hand, San Diego State has been destroying teams. I'm going to go here with the San Diego State. I think they pull off a victory here. It's 1-2, but I think 1 pulls out the victory. Then I'm going to go back over to the MAC conference. I found the bracket. Buffalo takes on Ohio. Buffalo defeat Akron in overtime shows you that they can play to the last second. They're going to be playing all the time. And Buffalo, I think, pulls out a victory here in the MAC conference. Next, we've got the Pac-12. I believe this has UCLA. No, it's Colorado versus Oregon State. I think Oregon State pulls out the victory. They just defeated number one Oregon. Oregon State, if they can pull off a big victory against number one, they could defeat number three. No questions asked. I think here Oregon State pulls out a victory against Colorado in the Pac-12 championship. That is going to be like the first time in forever they go. Patriot League, we have Colgate versus Loyola Maryland. Colgate is a really tough team. I think Colgate gets the win here against Loyola Maryland. Then we got SEC. It is the top four teams in the SEC playing. Tennessee is taking on Alabama. I think Tennessee pulls out a victory, and they're also leading right now in the first half. And I was watching the first minute or two of that game, and Tennessee, they deserve this victory. Keenan Johnson has been outstanding for this team, and they get a victory against Alabama. Arkansas takes on LSU. LSU, I got Arkansas, Moses Mobley, too good to beat LSU. So that leaves Arkansas versus Tennessee. I think Tennessee gets the victory. Keenan Johnson, he helps this team out a lot. So I got here in the SEC, Tennessee pulling out the victory. Then in the Southland bracket, let's see if we can pull this up. We got Nicholls taking on Alabama and Christian. Nicholls, I think, will probably get the win. They're the number one seed in these smaller conferences. It always seems like the number ones always get the victory, and they're going to head to the bracket. In the SWAC conference, we're going to go to the WAC conference. Just take the S off, and you got the WAC conference. This one, it is California taking on Grand Canyon. This one, I'm going to go with Grand Canyon with an upset. They got some close victories, which I think could help them in the end. California did have a big victory, but I'm going to go with the upset. I'm just feeling upset here. Well, final right now, Texas Southern taking on Prairie View. I think Texas Southern gets a victory. Now we're going to go with Prairie View right now, 13-0 in the SWAC conference compared to Texas Southern, who is 10-3. I think here, team with 13-0 in their conference. You just have to pick the team that's 13-0 in their conference. They're undefeated in their conference. So I think I'm going with Prairie View for the win. And that is it for this episode. All the conference championships will be presented today and tomorrow. So make sure to go check all the games out there on TV. So thank you so much for watching. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.